Legends on the Foundings of Rome. According to legend, ancient Rome was founded by the two brothers and demigods, Romulus and Remus, on 21st of April, 753 BC. According to the legend, in an argument about the future ruler of the city, or in another version, the future location of the city, Romulus killed Remus and named the city after himself. This story of the founding of Rome is the best known, but it is not the only one. Greek writers from the 5th century BC onwards had the custom of explaining the origin of the foreign peoples with the wanderings of one of their own mythical heroes, so they invented at least 25 different myths to explain Rome's foundation. In one of the first accounts, the Trojan hero Aeneas and some followers escaped the Greek destruction of Troy, and, after wandering around the Mediterranean for some years, they settled in central Italy. The Romans of later time were very flattered by this illustrious mythical origin, so they happily accepted it and incorporated it into their own folklore about the beginning of their city. Other legends narrate that the city was named after a woman, Roma, who traveled with Aeneas and the other survivors from Troy after that city fell. After landing on the banks of the Tiber River, the men wanted to continue traveling, but Roma and the other women refused to go. She was the leader of the women who decided to burn the Trojan ships. In this way, the Trojan survivors remained at the site, which in the future became Rome. Aeneas of Troy is in this legend, and also in the famous Virgil's Aeneid, as a founder of Rome and the ancestor of Romulus and Remus. This connects Rome with the grandeur and might of the ancient Troy. Other theories on the name of the famous city say that it came from Rumon, the ancient name for the Tiber River, and was simply a name of the small trading center near the river, or that the name derived from an Etruscan word that indicated one of their villages.